Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mincha Maariv today is both at 7 and at 8:05 p.m. Please make an effort to join one or all of the minyanim. We would love to see you there. I would like to continue our discussion of Ga'al Yisrael, the bracha that we are required to say right before we begin Shmona Esrei. We mentioned yesterday that the Gemara indicates that one is required to mention Geula next to Tefillah, redemption next to Tefillah, and we started to discuss what the benefits of that are. I was thinking about it during davening. I was thinking about this concept of invoking redemption right before we step in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I was imagining it specifically in context of the parole announcement yesterday that Jonathan Pollard is going to be released in Mirtz Hashem in November. You're thinking about that moment that you stand in front of a parole board, that a moment you stand in front of a king or a president or a prime minister, and what's the last thought that you're taking with you as you stand in front of the people, the person who holds your destiny in their hands, right? The moment that Jonathan Pollard stands in front of the parole board after 30 years of standing in front of a parole board, what's the last and final thought that he takes with him as he stands in? Rav Samson Reifel Hirsch comes along and mentions that Ga'al Yisrael is written in the past, right? Go'al Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah also mentioned this in Sif, Simon Saman Chvav, Sif Katan Lamed Hey, Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, that Ga'al Yisrael is written in the past. Specifically a reference to God redeeming Israel, God's history, right? His record of redeeming Israel. It's no coincidence that the conclusion of Shema, Kriya Shema, right at the conclusion of Kriya Shema, we fulfill our daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, that God has a record of being a redeemer. So it's worth a thought, right? Why do we invoke God's record of being a redeemer the moment before we go to stand in front of God? So much so that halachically, before you say Tehillos L'Kel Elyon, you're supposed to take three steps back, right? You're already standing in front of the doors. You're already in the mode. I'm about to stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You've already cleared your mind of all thoughts, of all distractions. And the one thought that you're supposed to have right before you step in front of God is Ga'al Yisrael. He has a history of being a redeemer. I think perhaps it has to do with our confidence when we stand in front of a parole board, when we stand in front of the president, when we stand in front of God. Right? If you watch some of the videos of the questions that they're asking John Kerry about this Iran deal, you think of some a little bit of the chutzpah that the senators and the congressmen have to ask Kerry. You know, the Secretary of State is no lightweight to ask him these very specific, very pointed, and very directed questions. You feel, Baruch Hashem, right? Baruch Hashem, there are politicians out there who are advocating for honesty and truth, and advocating to really get to the essence of the matter. But that confidence booster we need right before we step in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a very important reminder that God has a history of being a redeemer. And as we say, Go'el Yisrael, we say in Shmona Esrei that God will not only have a history of being a redeemer, but God has a continued involvement of being a redeemer, and God will continue to be a redeemer. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, Meratzei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakas Yisrael, Fichach, Hirba Lehem, Torah Mitzvos, Shenema, Adonai Chafetz, Man Tzukoy, Yagdil Terov, Yadir.